We have Christian Takushi, macroeconomist and geopolitical strategist, on the phone again from Zurich. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Ron.
How's it going? We haven't talked for months and months, and the world has certainly deteriorated since then.
Well, Ron, the world is becoming ever more political and geopolitical, for that matter.
Well, you know, with the U.S. election apparently moving again towards a Biden victory, the I suppose can actually begin to call him President-elect Biden. What are your views on what's going on over there?
Well, it's a very blurry situation that we have in the United States this year. The electoral process. I think things are moving in that direction very clearly. President-elect Biden is expected to assume power very soon. But I think there remains a certain probability for a surprise, although small and getting smaller by the week, or by the day, actually. It's very, very clear that no court not even the FBI or the courts want to listen to or look at the allegations or make any investigations. And I think that even the Republican Party, I mean, both parties are ready to move on. This is very clearly the case. And actually, President Trump has a tough uphill battle because not even his party wants to look at this allegation. So there will just be probably or remain as allegations because nobody really wanted to investigate anything or hear the case. So, yeah.
What's really surprising is that, you know, when you say the Supreme Court said, well, we don't want to hear it, it wasn't on the merit of they didn't look at all of the content. They come up with things like you don't have standing, language they use just to ignore it. You get the feeling that the courts really don't want to get into this. And then the FBI, unwilling to even investigate.
Well, you know, but this is, I think that we also have to be careful not to take this as something designed against President Trump. It has been a long tradition, the U.S. government, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, never to undertake a major investigation of election fraud between the election day and the day of certification of the new U.S. president. So this is something that also former Republican president-elects have benefited of, right? So the only thing that I think it's important to add is when people say these are, these allegations have not been proven, we have to add that no court and not even the FBI wanted to listen to the case or investigate anything. So very little investigation has been done. No public audits were undertaken. So maybe some recounts, but no real, widespread public audits of the contested four or five states. But on the other hand, there comes a point where people have to move on for the sake of the nation and the political process. This is also something that conservatives have to probably at one point take to heart.
Now, something else that's really still uncertain, it's Brexit. How Brexit's going to happen after all these years?
Well, Ron, this is my most boring position, as you know, that since the end of 2015, my independent analysis is showing that Brexit will take place. A, it will take place. People will vote for it. And B, it will be, at the end of the day, probably the most likely outcome, a no-deal Brexit. And throughout the last 3-4 years, when even some people were smiling at my position, I maintained is that a no-deal position or Brexit is the most likely outcome. Well, it seems now that because of COVID-19 crisis, both Mr. Johnson and Mrs. von der Leyen, the chief of the EU, both would like to take something home. I think that given the current crisis, rising unemployment, both sides would at least like to have a minor, a small victory at the end, something to show at home. And that's probably a small deal. Well, can imagine what you can get in just a few days. But it looks like both sides would like to reconcile a little bit some of the edges and get a small deal so that officially this will not be called a no-deal Brexit, but something like a concerted, coordinated separation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at digital currency, and this is something really steaming down the pike here now.
Yes. Digital currencies are coming faster than expected. I know that across the Western Hemisphere, there has been a lot of opposition to that idea, to the idea of the government having complete control and oversight and surveillance of what every citizen is actually doing and purchasing, where a person is buying, and in every detail in order to make cash disappear. Well, COVID-19 provides the perfect setting for that, and I think that quite a number of Western governments are working on that. Currently, my tally is standing at 37 central banks that are working almost day and night. This is probably the biggest project, the biggest concerted project that most, so the large central banks at least, are working on. And many people have been thinking this may be coming at the end of this decade. I think it could be as early as 2021 when some governments will use the current, would like to use the current pandemic to bring up a digital currency as part of the rescue package or the response.
How do you think the Swiss are going to take to that? That's a cash-based society.
Well, I think Switzerland, traditionally a country that loves cash. Swiss are conservative generally, but also Switzerland is changing very fast the last 20 years. The demographics of the electorate have changed quite substantially over the last 15, 20 years. So I think that ultimately people probably also will accept it in Switzerland. It is actually the ideal opportunity for governments to move forward this digital currency. Of course, although there are some conditions that need to be met still, but worthwhile monitoring. Digital currency will not be accepted by some groups in the population, in society, but I think that the pandemic has shown that government can still move ahead.
Let's switch to the Middle East now, and while there's not a lot in the papers about this, not front page headlines anyway, but there is some saber rattling going on. What's the story?
Absolutely. This saber rattling is actually gone unnoticed. As a result of the election of Mr. Joe Biden, to be expected to be the new president in the United States, the situation is deteriorating in the Middle East, because President Mr. Biden is expected to appoint a cabinet that resembles Obama's cabinet quite a lot. Well, it is during the Obama cabinet that Sunni Arab states were bombed, the regimes were removed, the dictators were killed, and when the West, Europe, and the United States embraced Iran. So many Sunni Arab states in the Middle East believe that the return of Biden-Obama doctrine to U.S. foreign policy will mean, again, a resurgence, a very strong position for Iran. It means that Europe and the United States will again embrace Iran, and that at the expense of Sunni Arab states. And as you remember, Iran had attacked Arab states in the last Trump year, September 2019. Iran launched a massive attack on the largest oil field of Saudi Arabia. It crippled it. But Saudi Arabia was not allowed to retaliate. President Trump forbade Saudi Arabia to retaliate and avenge this. Well, Saudi Arabia has only now a couple of weeks' time to avenge this before Mr. Biden takes over the U.S. government. So there is something going on here. Saudi Arabia, according to my analysis, has already asked a few weeks ago Israel to do this for them. Israel received an order of stand down by President Trump. President Trump didn't support Israel, let it down, some people would say. But President Trump is now sitting back, and I wonder if Israel and Saudi Arabia will be, you know, held back.
Well, one of the biggest stories that probably requires, from my point of view as a journalist, a lot of talk is the over-politicization of the media. and how it's the biggest story for me this last year has been how they have ignored the really big stories to emphasize the ones that were politically convenient for their particular persuasion. The deception in media, let's call it.
Yeah. It's a very good point, Ron. I try to stay away from the political fringes in this discussion, on the extremes. As a matter of fact, both, you know, the liberal media and the conservative media both have increasingly begun to use the same methods, and there is a lot of hatred and a lot of, I would say, exaggeration going on both sides. But the difference is that liberal media is 90% of what you see out there. So The conservative media is getting smaller, but the methods of both sides are becoming, I would say, ever more, worrisome. One thing that actually, and I want to make a kind of an apolitical statement here, just from the point of view of analysis, 2020, I think, marks the year when the organization of information flow in the world took a turn for, I would say, the negative. In 2020, whether people were standing in Argentina, Thailand, or Germany, the United States, or India, it didn't matter. Most of what people could read was exactly the same around the world, and the text, what people actually read, was the same. So you could actually just put those texts through a Google Translator, people read the same. So the level of coordination or synchronization, as some analysts would call it, in military intelligence was impressive. So information that people have been consuming this year was highly, highly, highly synchronized all around the world, day by day. And that is quite remarkable when most of the world is being, you know, given the same to read and listen to. I find that a little bit, worrisome. And this is not just something that the left has done. Unfortunately, conservative media has turned to the same methods, you know. There is actually very little, what should call it, very little balanced information out there.
Wish we had more time. Christian Takushi, macroeconomist and geopolitical strategist. What's your website where we can learn more about you and what you do, your information services?
Name is geopoliticalresearch.com, and people can look there at our old delayed research. But those who want to get the research, our independent geopolitical research, immediately and not truncated, they can subscribe to our newsletter there.
Thank you very much. Geopoliticalresearch.com. Thank you, Christian Takushi. Talk to you again soon, we hope.
Yeah, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Lifestyle 74 News.